are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom of the Tes Amud Aleph. Gufa, Amar Rav Yechanan. Go back to one of the Mandiyam Rav Yechanan we had before. He says, Litra Betzalim Shetikna. You had here a whole litra, which is a certain shear of onions that you already took off Meiser. So this thing is Gemeisered Betzalim. It's Mamash Mutter to eat. And then you went ahead and you planted it. Vizara, and you planted it. Misasaras Vikula. The loch is, now it grows into 10 litrin. The loch is, you take Meiser fi everything, which means that even though you only have here out of the 10, 9 that are new crap, and the other one really is from the old one, Ray took off Meiser, still you take a Meiser for everything. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said over. Yosef Rabba become Lo Shmeitzer. Rabba said over the Shmeitzer. So I'm Lo Chista. Man Tzoyis Loch Rabbi Yechon Rabba. Who's going to ever listen to you and to your Rebbe Rabbi Yechonon? Because the Rabbi said over Rabbi Yechon's memra. So who can listen to you and your Rebbe's memra? Heta Sheven Helechon Olach. Where the heta go? And like the Ran explains, Bittul we understand. Bittul means like this. That you have something usher or mutter, and the other thing is more. Let's say here is a case of heter. Give me a case of heter. You have something a heter, and you have iser robo ala heter. So there, since I can't taste the heter anymore, so it's all considered iser. But if you take something now and you want to take off meiser off it, so then you look at this thing. How much needs meiser? Only 9, not 10. It's still one thing is took meiser.
Every tree in the world. What? Every tree in the world looks really like that.
No, every tree is zarikala. Here it's ain zarikala. Dafka by bottles ain zarikala. So it's different. It's still here. That's why it's ain zarikala. It's only kasha by ain zarikala. So lechara here, lechara ain zarikala. Lechara here, it's a kasha dafka in the din taken off meiser because that's a cheshbin that has to do with numbers. And there, how can you take off meiser twice? It took off meiser. This thing is getting meiser already. So where did it go? Which means like this in the depth of the question is like this. Even when you have bittel, it's not a hapich. For example, let's say just for argument's sake, you have a case of iser. So you have heter vatal iser. It doesn't turn the iser into heter now, or heter into iser. Usually, bittel just means you go bust the roif because you can't taste it, whatever the reason is. But it doesn't turn the thing over into that thing. So here, how does it turn into tevel? It's not tevel. And then after you're taking off mice or something else, why do you have to take off on this also? Masaseres vikula. What's going on there? On Malay, so Rabbi answered back. Some of you to Rava. On Malay answered back. Miloy tnan the kavasei. There's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon. What do you want from Rabbi Yechonon? It's a riot. I'll bring you a riot from a Mishnah. It says in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Masechta Shviyas. But Solom Shiyar. We had this before. This Mishnah. But Solom Shiyar Leim Geshamim. You have onions that it rained on it, which you didn't plant it. It just onions that rained on it, and that but Simchu and it grew from it. It grew. If the leaves are black, that means they're fresh from now. Asurim. The halacha is, has a din shvius. Has din shvius. That's the halacha. Has din shvius. Hariku is mutarim. If it's green, then the halacha is, it's mutar. Well, that means it's old leaves. V'chishchayram, my asurim, lay mehetash v'hen aleich l'halach. If, it's only here, onions from the 6th year, and it sat around the 7th year and it grew. So it says, it's asurim. Where'd the heta go? And the Ran explains, like we just said, that iser to eat it, that we understand, that works with bittel. But we're asking like this, it's mashma has a full din shvius. Halacha is shvius, if you sell it, it's teifis as damav, which means if you sell it, all the whole money becomes shvius. It's mashma here, the whole entire size of the onion becomes shvius. And lechayr, what happened to the heta? Heta shebehen, lehechen halach. So here it must be, it's a riot to Rabbi Yechon. It's the first mishnah Rabbi Yechon, calls it asurim. So he says, what do you want from me? So what's the LMI? But when I say, what happened to the Kasha? So like the Ran explains, it's in the narrow lines, the first narrow lines. Like it's not here. Which the Ran is telling you like this, that even if you're going to say like a Rabbi Yechonon and his Mishnah, don't say every bittel works like that. Only this type of bittel, which works with growing in the ground, it's a different type of bittel. It's a bittel where the ikr itself is mishtana. Even though the ikr is not kala, which it didn't get disintegrated, but it did separate itself into a bunch of different more onions, so it's a different type of bittel. It's a bittel where it's mishtana, where it gets changed. And since it gets changed, here will be mehapech to be like the same thing like the growth, and therefore it'll become all like the iser, in this case shvius, or like in the case of tavel, all become iser, and therefore it's not a kasha het to lechen halach. And I'll bring a raya from a mishnah mesechta shvius. On Malay, so Rav Chista answered back that what are you talking about? This is not a raya. Misavres al ikar ktani at the sefes ktani asurim. Echanami asurim doesn't mean the whole entire onion; it just means the extra. So Gemara says back, Yehochi, if that's the case, my also Shimon Mil Meimer, Tanya Shimon Mil Meimer on this halacha, Meimer Hagadol b'chiyev chiyev, Hagadol b'tor b'tor. That whatever grows b'chiyev, which means in Shvius is chayev, whatever grew in the 60 is potter. So you see clearly in Shimon Gamil that it's separate. It's mashma Tanakama holds everything. Tanakama holds the whole thing's also. So we know Tanakama nami hochi ama kula mista kula mista Rav Shimon Gamil k'tanila. The Tanakama also means, I may read the cast like this, that Chara, Yaakim, I have some Tanakama, Nami Haki, also, Omar, Nami Haki, Omar, you said that, and for the Gemara, Kulu, my sister, Shimon Gamil, Tanila. It's all of Shimon Gamil. So, upon him, we wanted to bring a right to Rabbi Yechonim from this Mishnah slash Brisa, but we said no, because in this Mishnah slash Brisa, it's Taka only what grew to this year's Asr. What grew in 60 is Taka Mutta. So now the Gemara says, okay, now we said that, now it's a kasha Rabbi Yechonim now. Now it's a kasha Rabbi Yechonim. Shimon Gamil, upon him for sure, is a kasha on Rabbi Yechonim. Because he says clearly, Hagol v'chiv, chiv, gol v'tor v'tor. Rabbi Yechonim says, mahapich legamri, the gedula, mahapich the, it's mahapich the ikir, to become shvius. So here, l'chaira, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechonim. It's a kasha Rabbi Yechonim. So Gemara says, no, it's not kasha on Rabbi Yechonim from this case. Why? V'ad kalli shamat leil Shimon Gamil, the loy katarach, avahecha the katarach, bato beruba. So he says like this: there, by the case of shvius, the bottle grew by itself. Technically, it was sitting there out, and it rained, and that's how it grew. But if I go ahead and plant it bekavana, there, even Rav Shimon Gamil will agree that it's mahapech the zera into what happens this year in shvius. Since I planted it on purpose, that makes a bit more. That makes it like it's more like the, like we said before. The Ran says when you plant it, you're changing the whole metzias of that ikker, and therefore that will be mahapichit into whatever it grows into that year. And therefore, tarach means that you are planting in the ground and you're changing its whole complexion. Al kaponim. So we're saying it's not a kasher Shimon Gamil. There's when it rained on it. It wasn't katarach. Katarach is just a code word for planting in the ground. That's what the Chazanish learns. So what he's telling me, every time I plant in the ground, it's taka bottle berubi. It's bottle agamri, which means it changes its whole complexion, the whole halacha. But I'll show you not like that. Relitter ma'isa tevel. This is a different case. This is a case we also had on Daf Nuchesim and Beis. Relitter ma'isa tevel. You have a case here where you have ma'iser that was not taken of chumas ma'iser, so it's also to eat, and you planted it and it grew on shvius. What's the halacha? The 9 litrim that grow, all potter meiser. That 1 liter is chayiv meiser. So what do you see? You see, that's not mahapach. It's not mahapach. So what does Rav Yechonim do with this? Very litrim meiser, to have the katarach, you try to plant it, it was katarach. But katani, va'oisa litrim meiser, lov, memakamach, elfi cheshman. Somewhere there by meiser, we're mechadish now that if you're tarach, which means you plant it in the ground, then it'll be mahapachit. So there, you took something that's chumas ma'aser, that's tevel of chumas ma'aser, you planted it, and it grew in shvius 10 times the amount. So the halacha is shvius is part of ma'aser. Anything grows in shvius is part of ma'aser. The halacha is you still have to take a ma'aser on that litra. That's what it says. The chayra, it would be vatal it. You plant in the ground, here you have tarach, vatal in the ground, and it should be bottle. So what's pshat? And for the Gemara, shani gai ma'aser, do makra, aser to aser, the Teruzari Inchi Isulazari Inchi. And the way the Ran explains this drasha, it'll come out of Shtikal Rai from a drasha like Rabbi Yechonim. They say like this, Astas is double loss. What does that mean? That's possible to take off Meiser twice. If you plant something that was gemeisert, and then it grows, you take Meiser again, like a Rai to Rabbi Yechonim. Astas, you take off Meiser twice, even though it's going to happen. But that's only if you plant something that's mutter. But something that's usher, that's not called zaracha. It says aser to aser. It's called for zaracha. It's not your zaracha because that's aser, and therefore that you don't plant. There's no din there aser to aser on that, and there is no din that's mahapach. So especially there is a kosev. There's no din that by a surah where you plant it. There's no din that the gedulim avatel the ikar. You're going to ask me. The Ran asks that there's no such thing as ein zaroi kala. There's very few things that does not disintegrate. What are those things that does not disintegrate? They say onions, garlic, and luf we had yesterday. Those things are not chayiv ma'aser d'oraisa. It's only yirakos, it's only d'rabbanan. So how could a pasuk teach you something that is not even d'oraisa? So the Ran answers, you're right, it's only asmachta. And really the svara shabai, why it's not bottle. Because the svara is that since it's like Isser and Isser, therefore it's not bottle. When this thing is tevel and you plant it and it blows in shvius here, since it has isuri shvius in it, it's too similar. They're both Isser and Isser, and that is why it's not bottle. That's what Ron explains a whole different way in the Gemara. It's not from the Gzeres Akasev, it's only because it's Isser and Isser. So Akaponim, what we just did now was we brought down Rabbi Yechanan, who said that it's mahapech. What it does is it makes you, a case where you took something that was tikkun and then you planted it, everything's chayav ma'isa. Why? Because tarach. And something grows by itself and not have this din of mahapech. That's what came out till now. We see one more Gemara, Mitzvah, we're going to try to finish the parak. Gufa Amar Rav Chanina, Terisa Amar Rav Yana. This is a Gemara we had before, Rav Yana Shita. Gufa Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Chanina, Terisa Amar Rav Yana. Batzel Shal Truma Shendatu. You took a bottle, an onion of chuma, you planted it, and then it grew, the gedula will moisif on the ikr. Mutter, this is Rabbi Yana Shita, holds that not only by shvius is a bottle, even by chuma he holds that the gedula mavat the ikr. Lemeimra, the gedula had the malas iser. What do you see? The gedula had the malas iser. But I'm going to show you not like that. Vatnan, it's a Mishnah in Mesechta's chumas. Vatnan, gedula chuma, chuma. The halach is gedulim of a chuma are chuma. So heck, you say here that it's mevatlet the first mishnah like that. Now the truth is that gedulah chuma chuma is really only the rabbanim. It's only the rabbanim the din that has it in chuma. And the reason why they made this the rabbanim was because they didn't want people to keep around chuma or the kayin to keep around his chuma in order to plant it. Therefore, we said the evil grows out of his chuma. But upon him, the ma'is is a kasher. Rabbi Yannin says it's mutter, and here it says gedulah chuma chuma. So my answer is begedule gedulim kamrinon. Rabbi Yannin Shita is only talking about gedule gedulim. There is no gzeir anymore. It means something that grew from truma. And I took that thing that grew and planted that again, and out of that grew this. Frey to Gemara, hanami taninon gedule gedulim. That's the first mishnah also. Gedule gedulim only gedule truma is also. So what do you need Rabbi Yannin for? So the Gemara kamas v'la and Rabbi Yannin chiddush was a big chiddush. Even something that does not disintegrate, that's a whole luchidish. That's a shiloh of real din the chuma. So there, davish ein zarek hala. Even there, it's bottle. Afraid the Gemara, but I'll show you that it's not true to halacha. But tanan hatevel gedulah mutarim, but davish zarek hala only if it disintegrates. Av davish ein zarek hala gedulah masurim. It's also. So it's a kasha of yani now that taka by ein zarek hala in Medina. It's also. And for the Gemara. That Rav Yana, the Mishnah, two different things. That Mishnah, there was no roiv on the thing that grew. But here, Ribua de Rabu Gedulim Ikrei Mutter, Kamash Balon. Rav Yana is saying, if you have roiv and the Gedulim on the Iker, then it's Mevatlet. And that's his Kamash Balon, that till he teach you that since it was roiv, that and roiv, that even by Dava, She'ein Zarek Hala stole its Mutter. And that's Rav Yana's Chiddush. The question was, we started off like this. The question was, we said, Gedulim Chum is awesome. So we said talking about gedule gedulim. We said the gedulim is chulim. It's pashut. No, Teretz is like this. Gedule gedulim is a chiddush. That gedule chum is like also for the Ramban and the Gedin. But gedule gedulim is mutter. There's no gzeir there. I was the chiddush. Even though ain zarek halo, which says before in the mishnah that tevel's also, he'll be mutter. Why? Because here the gedulim were roiv. That mishnah by tevel's talking about was no roiv. Rav Yana is saying we have roiv gedulim on ikker. The halach is it is bottle. Chamash lon that is bottle. That's Rav Yana's chiddush. Hadr Allah Perak and Oidim Rayarak Belina the